Well, this is a sort of one of the early polls in the aftermath of the European elections, the expensive scandal. Politics is slowly creeping back to a new normality. And what it shows is that neither of the big parties is that popular. The Tories are on 39. That's a bit down on where they were a few months ago. They were up in the 40s. 39's not great for them. Labour's on 27. That's pretty terrible. But not quite as terrible as one other ICM poll that happened recently, or as terrible, of course, as the European election results. So they're slowly sort of solidifying around a 12-point Tory lead. Not quite enough for the Tories yet to be certain of big majority at the election.
And hope for Labour?
A little bit of hope for Labour. I mean, it shows how desperate things are. This is the worst ICM poll for The Guardian for the Labour Party for over a year. So it shows the scale of Labour's recent problems that this then looks like good news. 27 isn't good news. You don't win governments on 27%. But it does show that maybe that 15 in the European election was exceptional. Quite a lot of people in Britain are still prepared to vote Labour, even now, even after a week in which the Cabinet tried to overthrow the Prime Minister.
And we also tried to gauge the public's appetite for constitutional reform.
Yes, we asked about various sort of aspects of politics. One of them was, do you think that some sort of electoral reform is a good idea? We didn't specify the scheme. We didn't say proportional representation or alternative vote plus or any of those complex things that maybe the electorate haven't even begun to engage with. We just said, do you want a new system or the current system? And 53%, I think, wanted the new system. Rather fewer wanted the current one. So the basis of a referendum victory for change is there. But there's a long way to go, of course.
And how do the public rate the party leaders at the moment?
It's quite interesting, this poll, because on the surface, the Tories aren't doing that well. 39%, pretty poor for them. But if you open up the hood and look into the engine room of politics, to the kind of detail that make it run, and the Tories are doing amazingly well. This isn't yet translating into votes, but I think the potential is there on election day. Cameron has a huge lead over Brown as the preferred Prime Minister of Britain. Cameron and Osborne now have a very solid lead as the best team on the economy. And don't forget, not very long ago, Labour was ahead on that, even when the Tories had a poll lead. That's really changed around now. The Tories are a double-figure lead on the economy. And all sorts of other issues. The party that's most united, the party that's in tune with you, the party that wants to clean up politics. The Tories are even leading on that, and Gordon Brown has set himself out as a constitutional reformer. So the detail is good for the Tories, just the headline figure isn't.